path to national security has got to include freedom from foreign oil. There's no question about it. And a very important element in our energy plan must be raising fuel economy standards. We haven't done a darn thing there for about 25 years. So we need to support Ed Markey's bill, which is the one that increases fuel economy standards to 35 miles per gallon. And that's what the Senate did. And we need to get the House to do the same thing. I think we can certainly develop energy independence, but we've got to do it, and we've got to start doing it now.
Evan said there were a variety of things that U.S. citizens could do starting now to conserve energy, but said raising the corporate average fuel economy standards is an essential place to start.
25% of all the energy produced in the world here in the United States, and we produce only 5%. So that means we must develop alternative sources of energy, wind, solar, and we must conserve. We can't drill our way to energy independence, and conservation is key. So there are a number of things we can do. We can turn down the heat, we can turn off the lights, we can pump up our tires, but the most important thing we can do is to raise the fuel economy standard.
Sidney Greenstein served in World War II in the Marines. The Fort Lauderdale resident says it's a matter of national security to see fuel economy standards raised.
Commercials I see on television tell me that car makers are beginning to catch up, but I also remember the days of the OPEC oil embargo when the government had to lead the way and introduce gas mileage standards to bring down prices at the pump and to regain market share for American car companies. The time to raise gas mileage standards has come again. The message I want to send is that every drop of oil that we save by making more efficient cars keeps American lives out of harm's way. I hope that Congress listens to my message and raises gas mileage standards.